Welcome to this executive summary of the Good Governance course. I'm James, and I'll be taking you through this audio. I'll be joined by Susan, who will explain each topic. Governance has always been a critical factor for steering any organization successfully and delivering value to its stakeholders. But it is often badly understood, seen as focused only on shareholders, or as something only focused on risk and compliance and financial aspects. Too often it results in a tick-box conformance process. Over the past few decades, there has been an evolution in governance thinking, starting with integrated reporting to recognize that profit comes with the use of other capitals, including non-financial resources. In recent years, there's been a growing recognition of the need for ethics, social responsibility, the safeguarding of the planet, and sustainability. Corporate reporting has moved away from just financial statements to a complete and holistic reporting of an entity's performance. There is also a shift by investors to focus on organizations that can demonstrate that they are adhering to good governance practices. In this audio, we have also captured some examples of good governance in practice at Unilever, Nestlé, Novo Nordisk, Royal Dutch Shell, and Schneider Electric in the private sector, with the Singapore Civil Service, the UK National Audit Office, and the World Bank as examples in the public sector. These and other organizations are showing how good governance is a win-win for everyone and may inspire you to do the same. All our courses describe governance in a simple way, which is basically doing it right, presented in business language and organized into four stages in a continual life cycle: doing the right things, doing them the right way, getting them done well, and getting the benefits. This course is aligned with the latest thinking in ISO 37000, 2021, Governance of Organizations. Each topic is presented in a cookbook style. Here's how, like a recipe. This is what you need, like the ingredients. And this is how it can go wrong, like the cook's tips. The first stage is doing the right things to achieve good governance, aligned with these principles in the ISO standard: purpose, value generation, strategy, and data and decisions. So, Susan, how best to define purpose?
Here's how. First, define the values that underpin the organization's culture. Then clarify the organization's identity, values, and ethical behavior. Engage with stakeholders. And consider negative impacts to be avoided. Finally, define why the organization exists. What is expected by stakeholders? This is what you'll need to put purpose into action. Branding that reinforces and identifies the purpose. Communications of intentions, behaviors, decisions, and activities aligned with purpose. Strategies and plans that are consistent with the stated purpose. And an assessment of achievement of objectives to reinforce the purpose. But this is what can go wrong. Failure to adjust in response to changing conditions, capabilities, threats and expectations. Decisions and actions over time contradicting stated aims and eroding trust. Failure to regularly demonstrate commitment and reinforcement. And leaders who are seen to act in self-interest or in conflict with the organization's purpose. This is an example of a good purpose statement at Schneider Electric. Our purpose is to create impact by empowering all to make the most of our energy and resources, bridging progress and sustainability for all.
Susan, how best to drive value generation?
Here's how. First, define the valued outcomes that the organization intends to create in line with the purpose. Then, balance achievement against potential risks, impacts, and constraints. Then define the required capabilities and resources. And finally, consider the social, environmental and economic context. This is what you'll need to put value generation into action. A framework that describes the value generation process, demonstrated accountability for sustaining value over time, and monitoring and reporting functions to provide independent and truthful information. But this is what can go wrong. Dependency on external parties not managed or enabled to be productive, and unclear roles and responsibilities for key role players, individuals, functions, and third parties. James, I really like how Novo Nordisk have balanced their value objectives for shareholders with society as a whole, with a triple bottom line approach, which means that it prioritizes social, environmental, and financial outcomes equally in its decision-making process. They claim that this approach ensures that the company's operations are sustainable and socially responsible, balancing profitability with positive impacts on society and the environment. By integrating these three dimensions, Novo Nordisk creates long-term value for its shareholders while contributing to global health and sustainability goals.
Susan, how best to drive the last topic in doing the right thing, strategy, data, and decisions?
Here's how. First, establish and apply guiding principles, policies, internal controls, and an appropriate culture. Then, support the strategy by engaging, delegating, reviewing, correcting, and approving plans. Define and guide strategic outcomes and value objectives, considering the internal and external context. Direct and adjust the strategic goals in response to changing conditions. Assess new technologies, identify innovation opportunities, consider human impacts, and adjust governance and strategic requirements. Recognize data and technology as strategic resources, demand the information required to understand the true status, and take timely action to correct any significant opportunities, issues, or deviations. And finally, guide effective decision-making, supporting a safe and open environment for diverse inputs and opinions. This is what you'll need to put strategy, data, and decisions into action: a strategic framework with a single set of organizational objectives communicated to everyone affected, a delegation of authority policy that clarifies the decision-making, provision of transparent and truthful monitoring and reporting of the achievement of planned outcomes, an organizational culture that facilitates and rewards value-driven behaviors, adequate auditing and monitoring of data and technology, a strategic level management committee that directs and adjusts the strategy, informing the governing body of status and key decisions, a governing body able to understand and deal with the changing needs of the organization, and assurance processes that confirm appropriate use of data by the organization and external users. But this is what can go wrong: a governing body that treats data and technology as a black box, leaving it to technical staff. A governing body that is not agile or knowledgeable enough to act on fast-changing conditions. Business leaders not owning definition of business value outcomes. And inadequate succession planning for key strategic and technology-related roles and activities. Novo Nordisk places patients at the center of its business strategy. The company works closely with healthcare professionals, patients, and policymakers to understand and address the needs of those living with chronic conditions like diabetes, obesity, and hemophilia. This patient-centric approach helps Novo Nordisk develop products and services that are highly relevant and effective, leading to better health outcomes and increased patient satisfaction. By prioritizing patient needs, the company builds strong relationships with its customers, enhancing loyalty and trust.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the second stage: doing them the right way to achieve good governance, aligned with these principles in the ISO standard, leadership, stakeholder engagement, and social responsibility and viability. Susan, how to apply good leadership?
Here's how. First, ensure that the organization conducts itself ethically and responsibly in accordance with the organization's values. Then, lead by example and set the expectations that others should follow. Apply leadership competencies such as emotional intelligence, accountability, fairness, transparency, and respect for diversity, and demonstrate and cascade throughout the organization leadership that is ethical and effective. This is what you'll need to put leadership into action: an environment that reconciles challenges such as competing priorities, differing perspectives, short and long-term objectives, an organizational culture that encourages a sense of belonging and personal empowerment, and dispute resolution mechanisms that resolve issues ethically and effectively. But this is what can go wrong: a culture where people feel disconnected, treated unfairly, unable to challenge or complain, leaders who demonstrate self-interest rather than the needs of the organization, and external key providers and other stakeholders treated at arm's length, not part of us. Shell's leadership emphasizes the importance of ethical behavior and integrity in all aspects of the company's operations. This is critical for maintaining trust with stakeholders, including employees, customers, investors, and regulators.
Susan, thank you. Now, how best to engage with stakeholders?
Here's how. Respect and accept accountability for legitimate stakeholder rights and obligations. Understand and consider stakeholders' expectations. Develop strong stakeholder relationships based on ethical and trusted behaviors. This is what you'll need to engage with stakeholders: a culture that encourages open and frank interactions and is responsive to stakeholder needs, clear, easy-to-understand regular communications, care and consideration of the human needs of internal staff, as well as external customers, suppliers, and the community. But this is what can go wrong. Inadequate consideration and balancing of diverse interests and expectations resulting in conflicting viewpoints, lack of trust from stakeholders due to reputational damage, power dynamics within stakeholder groups resulting in unfair influence or decision-making. Unilever actively engages with a wide range of stakeholders, including employees, suppliers, customers, governments, and NGOs. This engagement is part of its governance framework, ensuring that the company's operations are aligned with the expectations and needs of its stakeholders. By fostering strong relationships with stakeholders, Unilever is able to navigate complex regulatory environments, build a resilient supply chain, and enhance its reputation. This creates long-term value by reducing risks and ensuring the company can operate effectively in diverse markets.
Thanks, Susan. Please explain the last and very current topic in doing it the right way: social responsibility and viability.
Here's how. Ensure that the organization's systems and resources are sustainable, withstand operational risks, and do not jeopardize the environment. Ensure that the organization uses resources socially and ethically responsibly over time. Demonstrate how members of the governing body have personally demonstrated and influenced socially responsible behavior. Direct and monitor socially responsible activities to drive effective performance. Maintain a social awareness strategy that meets expectations by interacting with and participating in the community. And finally, communicate the organization's social responsibility objectives. This is what you'll need to put social responsibility and viability into action. Actions that contribute to the well-being of society, including but beyond financial contributions. A culture that reinforces a care and consideration of social and environmental needs. An operating model that supports the continual performance of critical internal and external resources. And a clear understanding of any social, environmental, and economic risks that may be caused by significant strategic or operational decisions. But this is what can go wrong. Prioritization challenges and limited resources can result in failed promises and reduced trust. Damage by association can be caused by third parties who are not socially responsible. Unilever's Sustainable Living Plan, launched in 2010, is central to its value generation strategy. The plan aims to decouple the company's growth from its environmental impact while increasing its positive social impact. Through this plan, Unilever focuses on improving health and well-being, reducing environmental footprint, and enhancing livelihoods across its value chain. This approach helps the company create long-term value by aligning its business with global sustainability trends, attracting socially conscious consumers, and reducing operational risks.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the third stage: getting them done well, aligned with the principles in the ISO standard, accountability, oversight, and risk governance. Susan, how best to achieve accountability?
Here's how. Demonstrate accountability by the governing body for ensuring the best interests of the organization. Establish a culture where people feel responsible for their actions and delegate responsibility and hold to account those to whom authority has been delegated. This is what you'll need to put accountability into action. effective stakeholder engagement to facilitate dialogue, answer challenges, and apply improvements, a culture that is mature enough to accept failure. Information about the organization's performance and the impact on the resources it uses, leadership at all levels, holding themselves accountable, adhering to ethical standards, and setting the right tone for others. But this is what can go wrong. Bureaucratic controls and procedures and complex systems making it difficult to hold people to account. Lack of transparency and truth. Unclear roles and responsibilities for key role players, individuals, functions, and third parties. An unfair allocation of responsibilities. The World Bank has implemented good governance by promoting transparency, accountability, and anti-corruption measures within its operations and the countries it supports. The institution has established frameworks for governance and institutional development, which are crucial in ensuring that its funding and projects are used effectively and ethically. Through its audits and reports, the UK National Audit Office holds public bodies accountable for their use of taxpayer money, identifying inefficiencies, waste, and areas for improvement. They publish its findings and reports publicly, contributing to transparency in government operations and helping to inform public debate on the effectiveness of government spending.
Susan, how best to ensure oversight?
Here's how. Ensure those delegated with key responsibilities provide timely and accurate management reports, proactively ask questions to uncover issues, assess and correct where necessary the organization's performance, and obtain where necessary independent assurance that the governance system is designed and operating as intended. This is what you'll need to put oversight into action: regular management reporting and feedback, discussions on critical objectives to be aware of potential issues, and an effective and independent internal audit function. But this is what can go wrong: technologies that are not easy to manage safely and reliably, a culture of fear and leaders who don't take issues seriously, inadequate resources needed to monitor complex systems and organizations. Schneider Electric's board of directors play a crucial role in providing oversight and strategic direction. The board is composed of diverse and independent members who bring a wide range of expertise and perspectives, ensuring robust decision-making processes. The board has established various committees, such as the Audit Committee, Governance and Remuneration Committee, and Strategy and Sustainability Committee, to focus on specific areas of governance. These committees are responsible for overseeing risk management, financial reporting, executive compensation, and sustainability initiatives.
And Susan, how best to apply good risk governance?
Here's how. Ensure that risk management happens in practice. Proactively prevent risks by challenging and asking the right questions. This is what you'll need to put risk governance into action. Inclusion of all key third parties in the management of risk, a risk framework where roles and responsibilities are clearly defined, and regular communications in relation to current and emerging risks to raise awareness. But this is what can go wrong: complex risks that may be difficult to manage, and a failure to maintain awareness of new ways for risks to occur. Schneider Electric has a comprehensive risk management framework that identifies, assesses, and mitigates risks across the organization. This framework is integrated into the company's governance structure and is overseen by the board of directors and executive management.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the last stage that is often overlooked: getting the benefits aligned with the governance outcomes in the ISO standard, effective performance, ethical behavior, and responsible stewardship. Susan, explain the first topic: effective performance.
Here's how. Measure and report on the achievement of resilience to changing context and response to new value-generating opportunities. Demonstrate that the organization is true to its purpose and verify that performance is being achieved ethically and responsibly with a culture that fosters collaboration, partnerships, and diversity in the achievement of strategic goals. This is what you'll need to put effective performance into action. Feedback from stakeholders indicating how well value has been realized for them, and key performance indicators that measure and track progress towards stated value objectives. But this is what can go wrong. A failure to clearly articulate and communicate desired valued outcomes, a focus on short-term share value, critical third parties not treated as partners, but driven to lowest cost arm's-length relationships, and unfair working conditions and rewards. Solid financial performance allows Novo Nordisk to reinvest in R&D, expand its global footprint, and deliver returns to shareholders. The company's financial stability also supports its ability to pursue long-term strategic goals, such as sustainability and patient access initiatives, thereby generating sustained value. By staying at the forefront of technological advancements, Shell creates value through improved operational performance, reduced environmental footprint, and the development of new products and services. Innovation also positions Shell as a forward-thinking company capable of addressing the challenges of the energy sector's evolution. The Singapore Civil Service is widely recognized for its exemplary governance practices, which have played a significant role in the country's rapid development and high standards of public administration. The civil service is known for its merit-based recruitment, performance management, and strict adherence to the rule of law. The UK National Audit Office operates independently of the government, which allows it to provide impartial and objective assessments of government performance and financial management.
Susan, please explain ethical behaviour.
Here's how. Obtain feedback from stakeholders in relation to fair and effective engagement. Obtain independent confirmation of adherence to accepted ethical norms and behaviours, and continually enhance reputation and build trust. This is what you'll need to put ethical behaviour into action. Key performance indicators that measure and track progress towards stated ethical objectives. A well-developed ESG strategy that is developed together with key stakeholders and the community. And a culture that fosters collaboration, partnerships, and diversity in the application of ethical behaviours. But this is what can go wrong. Misunderstanding of, or failure to recognise local cultural or political issues. Ethical business practices enhance Novo Nordisk's reputation, reduce legal and regulatory risks, and build trust among stakeholders. This creates value by ensuring the company's operations are sustainable and respected globally, which is critical for maintaining long-term success. Nestlé's code of conduct is the cornerstone of its ethical framework. It sets out the company's standards for ethical behavior and outlines the principles that guide employees, suppliers, and business partners.
Susan, explain how to apply responsible stewardship.
Here's how. Report on sustainable development, consideration of the global environment and social impact. Use resources in a responsible, efficient, and ethical manner. And report on how well the organization responds to negative and positive impacts. This is what you'll need to put responsible stewardship into action. Key performance indicators that measure and track progress towards responsible use of resources. An ESG strategy based on the most significant issues. A culture that fosters collaboration, partnerships, and diversity in the responsible use of resources. But this is what can go wrong. Failure to consider marginalized or minority groups. A failure to clearly articulate and communicate desired use of resources. Nestlé is committed to sourcing its raw materials, such as cocoa, coffee, and palm oil, from sustainable sources. The company works closely with farmers to promote sustainable agricultural practices, reduce deforestation, and improve biodiversity. Nestlé has integrated sustainability into its core business strategy, recognizing the importance of protecting the environment for future generations. The company has set ambitious environmental goals and works to minimize its ecological footprint across its entire value chain.
Thanks, Susan. That is the end of the executive summary. Download the summary PDF, presented as an executive checklist, and use it to see how well your organization is applying good governance in practice. It will also highlight the areas that have been overlooked and need attention. Remember, there is no one size fits all, as every organization is different. Applying this guidance is an art as well as a science. You will need to consider the culture, leadership style and working environment, as well as current capabilities and level of maturity. Stay connected with us and let us know how you are progressing. Suggestions to improve are always welcome too. If coaching is needed, we can help. Contact us at info@execed.online.